game with a lot of confidence, but they came out in the first half and lost a lot of that confidence because they did not shoot well. And that's a key to gain some of that confidence back.
We're about ready to get the second half underway. A couple of changes for the Chippewas. Kathy LaBarge and Elaine Locke in the ball game. Kent State now taking the court, and they have a couple of changes in their starting lineup too. And with the call of the second half, here is Kurt Wilson.
Thank you, Greg Chandler. Central Michigan trails by six. They're trying to wrap up at least a share of the Mid-American Conference title here tonight against Kent State. The tip is won by Central Michigan. Kathy LaBarge, she'll start it out at the point guard, working against Janina Fields from Kent State. Over in the corner to Elaine Locke, back out to LaBarge, back to Yunkman. Over on the wing to Sylvia. She gets it inside to Betsy Yunkman. She drives in and puts it in. Central Michigan cuts the lead to four.
That's what CMU has to do. Betsy Yunkman has got to take the initiative and drive on that baseline. Great job by Betsy that time.
Janina Fields in the backcourt. She has it trying to get across court. A lot of Central Michigan pressure put on. And that pressure gets a foul called against Sylvia Odom as she tried to get the ball.
To use an old cliche, Kurt, Sylvia got caught with her hand in the cookie jar that time. She got her hand on the ball with Janina Fields, but she also got her arm, and Sylvia picked up her second foul, first team foul against the Chippewas.
Fields brings it down for Kent State. They lead by four, 30-26, second half action just underway. Over on the left side to Amy Shuler. Shuler back out top to Fields. Fields over to Kathy Garvey. She's starting in the second half. Inside move by Judy Dumm as she takes the pass from Garvey and she puts it in.
That was just a good basket by Judy Dumm. Central got the weak side help that time for Betsy Yonkman, but Dumm was just too tall for Yonkman that time.
32-26, Kent State leads it. LaBarge's pass for Sylvia Odom is kicked by Judy Dumm, so Central Michigan will take it out on the side across the way from us. 32-26, Central Michigan trails here at Rose Arena. Pass in to Kathy LaBarge. It's LaBarge and Odom in the backcourt. Elaine Locke and Betsy Yunkman, the forwards. Inside is Latanja Cox. Pass is knocked away. Central Michigan will inbound it from underneath their own bucket.
Good idea by Betsy Yunkman that time, trying to hit Cox underneath.
Elaine Locke will get it in. She gets it in to Kathy LaBarge. Good inside pass to Betsy Yunkman. Shot is blocked by Lackey, but Elaine Locke comes down with the rebound. Back out to Odom, over to LaBarge, left side, new shot clock, 24 seconds out. Inside pass from Odom, inside to Latanja Cox. She puts up a shot, and she's fouled as she put it up. Looks like it'll be a two-shot foul. Latanja Cox will step to the charity stripe.
The foul will go on number 34 for Kent State, Cheryl Lackey. That is personal foul number three, and she's coming out right now. Lori Ferentz goes in for the Lady Flashes. That's what I was talking about earlier. Getting the ball inside. Yonkman had the shot rejected by Lackey, but the Chippewas were fortunate to get the ball back, and they got it back inside, and Cox was able to draw the foul.
Tanji steps to the free throw line. First one in and out, no good. 32-26, 18 minutes, 39 seconds left in this ball game. Last home game for Central Michigan. Trying to get a win under their belt after a loss at Northern Illinois. Second free throw good, 32-27, long touchdown pass, and it's taken by Amy Shuler, and Kent State will set it up as the fast break did not work. Over to Garvey on the left side. Garvey back out to Fields. Fields over to Shuler. Shuler makes Sylvia Odom fall down. Inside pass to Dumb. Now back to Ferentz to Fields. 13 on the shot clock. Fields takes a left-handed jumper. No good. Rebound Latanja Cox. Outlet pass to Kathy LaBarge. Down court to Sylvia Odom on the left side. Sylvia, left-handed dribble, drives it into the... That's a Yunkman. She puts it up and in.
Nice inside pass by Sylvia Odom. Betsy Yonkman dribbled through traffic and was able to get the ball off the glass and in.
32-29, three-point lead, turnover. Central Michigan comes up with it as Kent State throws it out of bounds. Now Sylvia Odom on the run. Sylvia to Elaine Locke, and they'll set it up as Elaine gets it back out. Inside pass now to Betsy Yonkman, who puts it in. Betsy coming alive here in the second half.
And Kent State wants timeout right now. Betsy Yonkman had only 4 points in the first half. She already has six in the second half, and the Chippewas have cut it to one.
So the Chippewas come alive. The fans come alive here. 32-31, Kent State's lead cut to 1 point here. And a good crowd here to bid the Chippewas farewell. Their last home game of the season. Sylvia Odom and Chris Magnet seeing their last action on the Rose Arena court. They are the only seniors on this talent-laden Chippewa club. They trail by one with 17:44 to go here in the second half.
Our next broadcast of CMU women's basketball and the last regular season game for the Lady Chips this season is this Saturday as CMU takes on Ball State. Kurt Wilson will be down there along with Paul Karen, I believe, right, Kurt?
Yep, Paul and I will be in Muncie, Indiana to take the Chippewas down there. They'll take on the Ball State Cardinals, and that will also be a big ball game.
If Central can pull this one out, they'll clinch at least a tie, depending on what Western Michigan does today against the Miami Redskins. But the Chippewas hold the fate in their own hands. If they can win their last two games, they win the Mid-American Conference Championship. And right after that, next weekend, we're going to be down in Toledo for the Mid-American Conference Championship. And I'm already getting excited about this, Kurt. Four teams down there. The top four teams in the ladies' Mid-American Conference will be down there. First place against fourth, second against third. The winners will meet for the title in an NCAA tournament bid. Kent State inbounds it. Full court pressure put on by Central Michigan. Kathy Garvey gets it down court to Schuler. She'll drive left side. She puts it in up over the outstretched arms of Latanja Cox.
10 points for Amy Schuler, the first player in double figures in this ball game.
So the timeout works for the Golden Flashes as they get a bucket. Their lead is now 3 points. Central Michigan now has it. Sylvia Odom up top to Youngman, over to Kathy LaBarge. LaBarge inside pass to Latanja Cox. It's stolen away by Judy Dumb as Judy Dumb gets it out to Schuler. And the Flashes have a chance to extend their lead. 34-31. Cheryl Madden, she's the point guard now in for Fields. Madden inside to Judy Dumb. She'll drive it. No good. Rebound, Lori Ferentz. She puts it up and in. So Ferentz gives the Lady Flashes a 5-point lead.
At 6 points for Lori Ferentz off the bench in this ball game.
Sylvia Odom has it now left wing. Central trying to get some of that momentum back. Odom looks inside. Latanja Cox will take a hook shot. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar style, and it goes. 36-33 the score.
Tanji went under the big 6'2 Lori Ferentz and got the hook.
Lady Flashes come back with it. Madden inside pass to Judy Dumb. Dumb puts it up and over. Latanja Cox for the bucket. 38-33.
And Dumb ran over Tanji in the process, but there was no call.
Kathy LaBarge getting some pressure now by Kent State. Looking for someone to get it to. Elaine Locke finally gets it at half court. She brings it down. Now it's 3-on-1. Elaine Locke's pass is broken up by a locomotive, Judy Dumb, who goes through the lane and hits it out of bounds. 38-33 our score. Elaine Locke underneath her own bucket. Kent State clogging up the middle. Passes out on the wing to Sylvia Odom, back to Kathy LaBarge. LaBarge to Elaine Locke. Elaine gets a good pass inside. Latanja Cox, strong move, misses the easy layup. Rebound, hit back out to LaBarge. New shot clock. LaBarge sets things up. Sylvia Odom, left wing, guarded closely by Madden. Over to LaBarge, far corner. LaBarge drives it, no good, way off its mark. And the rebound goes down to Amy Schuler. Schuler brings it down right side. Lady Flashes trying to extend their 5-point lead. 15 and a half minutes to go here at Rose Arena. Schuler on the left side to Judy Dumb in the corner. Dumb back out top. Cheryl Madden now in the corner to Schuler. Schuler working away around that perimeter. Inside pass to Dumb. She puts it off the glass and in. And the Lady Flashes have their largest lead here in the second half, 40-33. And the ball is just about stolen away from Sylvia Odom as Amy Schuler made a bid to grab that inbound pass. But the Chippewas will have it.
Kent State is taking Central out of the ball game with that pressure right now. They're using real good pressure, and the Chippewas are having all kinds of problems bringing it up court.
Sylvia has it on the right side. She drives it inside, passes it right into the arms of Judy Dumba. She loses it to Elaine Locke, and the Chippewas set it up top. Sylvia Odom inside pass to Yonkman. She just about loses it out of bounds. The ball's getting very slippery now for Central. Sylvia Odom throws it out of bounds, intended for LaBarge. Things getting out of hand. Looks like LeBarge.
That was just a very sloppy display of basketball by CMU, and Danita Davenport wants a timeout right now. 14:43 to go in this ball game. Kent State 40, CMU 33.
Well, when Central Michigan got within 1 point at 31-32, Laurel Wartliff called a timeout. And since then, the Lady Flashes have been on a tear. They've got a 7-point lead now.
CMU's changed defenses a little bit in the second half. In the first half, they went with basically a player-to-player and matchup zone defense. Right now, they're going with a 1-3-1. They're getting the weak side help, but Amy Schuler and Judy Dumb are still knocking the ball into the basket. So
another key is the pressure they're putting on Central. As you said, after that timeout, they've come out and put some pressure on full court, and that has just disrupted the game plan for Central Michigan totally. Because earlier when Central got that run, got a few buckets in a row to cut it to 1 point, they were fast breaks. They were fast breaking with Sylvia Odom. Kathy LaBarge also in there running the show. But then the full court pressure comes on, and Kent State finds a way to stifle that offensive attack of Central Michigan, and they come back with a couple buckets, and they lead by 7, 40-33, 14 minutes, 43 seconds left here in the ball game. Kent State will have possession. Central Michigan will put some full court pressure on now, try to get the Lady Flashes riled up. Lori Ferentz will inbounds it. They're double teaming on the outlet. She's having problems getting it in. She does, but she knocks it out of bounds, and they give it to Kent State. It looked like it was hit off the hands of Cheryl Madden. As Ferentz having problems getting it in against this pressure. They almost got a five count on that one. It hits the back of the backboard as Ferentz tried to get it in, and it'll go to Central Michigan. Just a mental error on Ferentz's part. She should not have taken the ball out from underneath the bucket. She should have moved out a little bit. So a turnover. Central Michigan gets a break. Elaine Locke inbounds pass to Yonkman. Yonkman will put it up from 5 feet, and it goes 40-35. Betsy Yonkman caused that turnover by Lori Ferentz. She did a great inside job on that last basket by CMU and a good turnaround jumper. Amy Schuler brings it down. Kathy LaBarge hawking her all over the court on defense. Now it's back out to Ferentz. Ferentz way out top, high post inside to Judy Dumb working against LaTanja Cox, and Judy Dumb fills it up from 10 feet off the glass, 42-35. Long pass down court to Odom. Odom drives it in, gives the pass off to LaTanja Cox. She loses it. She steps out of bounds, and once again, a turnover against the Chippewas. 42-35. Full court pressure once again will be put on by Central Michigan. Inbound pass is taken by Amy Schuler. Schuler double teamed by Yonkman and LaBarge, but she tries to get it up court, and there's a turnover as she carried the ball trying to get it across half court.
Kent State is turnover prone. They have committed an average of 22 turnovers a game this season. Their opponents only about 19 and a half.
So Central gets another break as the Lady Flashes turn it over. LaBarge in the left wing. Over to Elaine Locke in the corner. Back out to LaBarge. Over to Yonkman. Now Odom from the wing. She's guarded closely by that tough defense. Inside pass to Yonkman, and there'll be a foul called inside on Lori Ferentz. I think that's number 3 against Ferentz. Both of Kent State's big people inside have 3 fouls. Lackey on the bench with 3. Lori Ferentz, who did not start the ball game, even though she's the second leading rebounder for Kent State, she has 3 also. 42-35, Yonkman will go to the... Betsy only needs 18 points to become the first junior ever to hit the 1,000-point mark in a career. First one's no good, off the front of the rim.
Well, she needed 18 coming in. She has 12 right now. 8 of those points coming in the second half.
Second free throw on the way. No good. She misses both ends, and the Lady Flashes come down with it. Cheryl Madden working against Sylvia Odom. Odom in her last game here at Rose Arena as a senior. Over to Schuler. Schuler out to Garvey. Garvey back up top to Ferentz, high post. Now down to Amy Schuler. Misses the shot. Rebound LaTanja Cox. Sylvia Odom outlet. Good pass to LaBarge. LaBarge inside will not take the shot. Gets it back out to Yonkman. Yonkman to LaBarge, top of the key. They'll set things up. They do not get the fast break bucket. Ball stolen away by Schuler, but Sylvia Odom comes down with it, and they call her for a travel. The crowd doesn't like it. Sylvia doesn't like it. But the officials say Kent State's ball over on the far side of the court. 7-point Kent State lead.
The officials in the stands didn't really agree with that call that time. Chippewa's having all kinds of problems right now, and Sylvia just picked up a foul. Wait a minute. I guess not.
Boy, I don't know about that call either. Sylvia Odom was guarding Cheryl Madden very closely. Madden came down the court doing a little Kentucky roll, spinning around. They called a foul against Madden as Sylvia Odom must have held her ground over there.
I think that's called a makeup foul there by the officials.
I think that's called a home court foul.
Well, whatever it is, it's CMU ball 7.
This is the third possession for Central Michigan since they've been down by 7. Kent State cannot break past the 7 barrier. Central cannot get a bucket. And once again, they will not get the bucket as the pass by LaBarge is thrown out of bounds. And another turnover against the Chippewas. Chris Magnet, the senior, also in the ballgame now for Central Michigan. She takes the place of Betsy Yonkman. Lady Flashes come down with it. Judy Dumb on the left side. Over to Kathy Garvey, top of the key. Garvey will take the shot from the free throw line. Nothing but air ball. Hits nothing. Rebound, LaTanja Cox. Kathy LaBarge gets it down court to Sylvia Odom. Sylvia stops it. Gets it to LaTanja Cox, top of the key. No good. She misses the shot. Rebound to Lori Ferentz, who came all the way down from just about sitting in the stands with some of the paying customers. She got the rebound for Kent State.
The flash has come down with it. Ferentz now top of the key over to Schuler. Schuler, left-handed dribble. She'll put it up over LaBarge. Shot's no good. Inside position by Judy Dumb, but we'll have a jump ball. Dumb and LaTanja Cox.
Neither team can hit the broad side of Rose Arena right now, Carrot. Both teams very cold from the field.
It's been about 4 minutes since we've seen a bucket. 42-35, the broken record. Still our score, 7-point Kent State lead. The tip is won by Kent State. Schuler takes it in on the drive, misses the layup, rebound to LaTanja Cox, outlet pass to Elaine Locke. Elaine, the left-hander, brings it down on the left side, over to Kathy LaBarge. LaBarge has it stolen away by Schuler. Schuler all over the court playing a great ball game for Kent State. So another turnover, Kent State brings it down court. Madden working against Odom. Madden over to Schuler. Schuler on the right wing, 18 on the shot clock, inside to Lori Ferentz. Ferentz puts up a 10-footer. It rolls around, gets the roll and goes in. 44-35, a 9-point Kent State lead. Things going bad for Central Michigan here, second half action. Kathy LaBarge brings it down, guarded closely by Madden. Inside to LaTanja Cox, back out to Odom. She gets a clear shot from 15, no good. Rebound to Kent State. It's all Lady Flashes right now. Amy Schuler rebounds it, she brings it down, calls out a play. Guarded closely by LaBarge, top of the key, whistle inside, foul against Lori Ferentz inside. That'll be number four as she commits the offensive foul away from the ball.
Good defense there by Chris Magnet. Magnet was able to draw the offensive foul, got good position in there. Four fouls on Ferentz and she's coming out. Lackey going back in.
So that could disrupt a little of the momentum since Ferentz is doing a great job rebounding, filling up the middle on defense. She'll have four fouls. Central Michigan brings it down. Jody Bierman back in the lineup replacing LaBarge. Over to Chris Magnet, back out to Sylvia Odom. Pass is knocked down, but Sylvia comes back up with it. 15 on the shot clock, Sylvia at the point guard. Pass knocked away by Lackey, Elaine Locke comes up with it. Tough defense put on by Kent State. Odom puts it up from 10 feet as she tried driving it in, and the foul will be called against Kent State. Sylvia go to the free throw line.
Amy Schuler got the foul that time. Schuler blocked the shot by Sylvia as she drove into the paint, but she also got a piece of Sylvia's arm, and that is foul number two on Schuler. Sylvia will shoot two.
So the Chippewas trail by nine with 10 minutes, 48 seconds left. Bierman and Odom in the backcourt. Elaine Locke and Chris Magnet the forwards. LaTanja Cox the center for Central Michigan right now. In for Kent State, Amy Schuler and Cheryl Lackey is the center. And Judy Dumb and Kathy Garvey are the forwards for the Kent State Lady Flashes. First free throw is good. Second one also goes. 7-point Kent State lead. 44-37.
That's the first 2 points for Sylvia Odom. In the second half, she has eight.
Lady Flashes break the Chippewas press. Jody Bierman now playing some tough defense against Amy Schuler. Schuler has it way out top. Now gets it to Madden. Madden left-handed dribble all the way in against Sylvia Odom, and she gets an easy layup on a good drive. 46-37 our score. Bierman brings it down on the right side. 9-point Lady Flashes lead. Sylvia Odom has it just ripped away by Schuler. Amy Schuler having a great ball game. The 5'11 junior knocks it out of bounds. Central Michigan has it. Elaine Locke will have it out of bounds inside of Jody Bierman. Bierman now gets it into Chris Magnet. Magnet back out to Locke. Locke passes up the shot to get it back to Bierman. Odom has it with 10 left on the shot clock. It's blocked inside by Garvey. Odom's shot is blocked by Garvey. The Lady Flashes cannot do wrong as they come down with a rebound. Schuler has it working against Bierman. Bierman playing some tough D. Now back out to Madden. Madden, top of the key to Garvey. Garvey looking inside. Phillips and Yonkman ready to check in for Central Michigan. Madden inside to Judy Dumb, who wasn't looking for the ball. She gets the shot to go, but traveling's called before the bucket went in.
Dumb traded elbows in there with Chris Magnet as they were struggling for the ball, and in the struggle for it, Dumb was called for traveling. Kent State will take a timeout. With 9:44 to go in this ball game, the score, Kent State 46, Central Michigan 37. Unbelievable ball game here, Kurt.
Central Michigan has Betsy Yonkman and Trish Phillips coming back into the game, trying to make that big run right now. They trail by 9, 46-37.
This broadcast is presented by the authority of Central Michigan University and is presented by the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast or any other use of the description and account of this game is prohibited unless prior written consent is received from Central Michigan University and radio station WMHW-FM.
The announcers for this game are selected by and are voluntary student employees of WMHWFM. Got that one out of the way. 9:44 left in this ball game. Chippewas trying to wrap up at least a share of that Mid-American Conference title. Right now, it looks like they might not be able to do it tonight. A loss could put Western Michigan right back in the hunt. They would, with a win against Miami, tie for the league lead going into one more game. Next week, the Chippewas play on Saturday against Ball State University. Central has gone quite a while without a basket. Betsy Yonkman has scored four of the five CMU baskets in the second half. And that last basket that she scored was about 5 or 6 minutes ago, and I can't remember a CMU basket since then. So here come the Chippewas. Bierman over to Trish Phillips. Phillips in the ball game, inside to Betsy Yonkman, back out to Phillips. Good defense by Kent State. Yonkman has it, just about stolen away, over to Sylvia Odom on the left wing, and there's a foul called inside against Amy Shuler. That's personal foul number three on Shuler. Kent State playing great overplaying defense in the second half. Every time Central tries to get the ball inside, there's nothing but blue and gold shirts out there. That is team foul number six on the CMU only has one. The Lady Flashes lead by nine, 46-37. Inside pass from Yonkman to Lantanja Cox, and there's a foul inside against the Lady Flashes, so Central Michigan finds themselves in the bonus situation now with 9.5 minutes left. That could be a big factor going down the stretch. Number 50, Kathy Garvey picks up the foul for Kent State. That is personal foul number two on Garvey. Team foul number seven on the Lady Flashes. Latanja Cox at the free throw line. Tanji trying to cut into this 9-point lead. First one is good. 46-38. CMU now 11-for-15 from the line in this ball game. Second one on the way. It's good, 46-39, a 7-point Kent State lead. Full court pressure now. Trish Phillips will take the ball, trying to double team once the ball gets in to the court of play. But now Madden has it against Sylvia Odom. She gets it across half court. Madden has it now, dribbling left-handed, calling out a play. Madden in the corner to Garvey. Garvey back out to Shuler. Garvey will now have it back outside. She takes a shot, puts it in from 12 feet. 6 points rather for Kathy Garvey, the first two of the second half for Central Michigan. Brings it back down. Good pass from Phillips inside to Yonkman, and Betsy puts it off the glass. 48-41, 7-point Chippewas trail. That time the Flashes break the press very easily. Madden calling out the signals. Lori Ferentz inbounds it to Garvey. Over to Shuler. Shuler will slow things up as the Lady Flashes try to regain some composure, the composure that they've held for most of the game. The ball stolen away by Bierman, but they fall on the ground. Nothing is called. Bierman, the pass is inside. A missed shot by Ferentz. Ferentz misses another one. Foul called. Things are happening very quickly out there right now.
Ferentz had an easy layup, but I think the Boo Birds might have intimidated her and caused her to miss the shot.
Coach Danita Davenport wants a timeout. 50 for Kent State, 49 for Central Michigan, a big comeback bid for Central Michigan. Same thing that happened against Northern Illinois. They got down early by 15 or 16 points. They came back, cut it to two, but down at DeKalb, they could not cut into that 2-point lead. But right now, it's a 1-point lead, and Lori Ferentz will be going to the free throw line when action resumes here at Rose Arena.
Kent State has been getting a lot of fouls in the second half, and CMU has been capitalizing from the free throw line. John Nagy, our statistician, says 19 for 23 from the line for CMU. In the ball game, Kent State 6 for 6. CMU with a 13-point advantage from the line. And that's the only reason they're in this ball game, Kurt.
And I think that might be what Coach Laurel Wartloff was talking about. She says, how can we stay in this ball game when you're calling five times as many fouls against my team as you are against Central Michigan? Central bend to the line 23 times, as you said. Kent State only 6 times. So that is a big factor. 6 minutes, 16 seconds left. Central Michigan is in the bonus. Whenever Kent State commits a foul, they'll go to the charity stripe. And Central Michigan has been doing very well from the charity stripe tonight.
And another thing to keep in mind, Kurt, CMU only has 3 team fouls, and we have 6:16 to go. So the Chippewas are in real good shape with their fouls.
As Al McGuire would say, they have 3 to give down the stretch. Lori Ferentz will step to the free throw line for Kent State.
Ference, a member of the CMU Boo Club, as you hear. Free throw is good. 51-49, a two-point Lady Flashes lead. Karen shooting 60% from the line this season. She's a 6'1 junior. Second free throw, good. 52-49, a three-point Lady Flashes lead. Bierman brings it down. Bierman and Odom in the backcourt. Phillips and Youngman the forwards, LaTanja Cox the center. Out top to Phillips. Phillips, cross-court pass to Bierman. Bierman over to Phillips in the corner, back to Bierman, inside to Youngman. Phillips will take it from 12 feet off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to Judy Dumb. Judy Dumb, only a sophomore. She was the Mid-American Conference's freshman of the year last year, having a fairly good season for Kent State. Lady Flashes bring it down. Garvey up to Ference. Ference top of the key, high post. Inside to Madden. Madden will put it up. No good. Gets her own rebound and brings it back out as the shot clock goes back to 30. 26 on it now. Judy Dumb falls down as she tries to make a cut on the floor, and they call traveling against her. 5 minutes, 30 seconds left, a three-point Kent State lead. Laurel Wartloff calling out some plays for Kent State on the bench, telling them what to do on defense as Central Michigan brings it down. Odom has it to Youngman. Central Michigan been doing a good job in this half, getting the ball inside to Youngman. Passes, Central Michigan has possession. Youngman in the corner, guarded closely out there by Ference. Back out to Phillips. Phillips to Bierman. Bierman inside to Youngman from 10. It rolls and it's good. 52-51. A one-point Kent State lead.
That is Betsy Youngman's 1,000th career point. She has 18 on the ball game. She becomes the first junior in Chippewa history to hit for 1,000.
So congratulations to Betsy Youngman, the first junior to hit 1,000. But she would very much like to hit a few more as Central Michigan trails by one right here. 52-51. 4.5 minutes left. Kent State has it. 10 on the shot clock. Pass is stolen away by Sylvia Odom, knocked out of bounds. Kent State will have it, but there's 9 on the shot clock. 4:43 left in the ball game. This is the scene. 52 for Kent State, 51 for Central Michigan. Inbounds for Kent State on the far side of the court. Long pass to Judy Dumb inside. A good inbounds play by Kent State, and the bucket goes for Judy Dumb.
Good strong move by Dumb. She has 20 on the ball game.
Trish Phillips brings it down. Youngman taking control, has it batted away, but Sylvia grabs it and saves it for Central Michigan. Bierman to Phillips. Phillips inside to LaTanja Cox. Another turnarounder, and it's good. 54-53, 1 point. Kent State lead once again. The ball's knocked out of bounds by Odom, but no, they give it to Central Michigan as the ball hit the hands of Cheryl Madden before it went out of bounds. Chippewas have a chance to take the lead for the first time.
Kurt, I don't think anybody touched the ball that time. I think Sylvia just kind of waved her arms, and Madden didn't see the ball as it was coming toward her, and the ball just sailed out of bounds. Chippewas can take the lead.
Either way it goes, Central Michigan has it. Phillips inbounds pass. Sylvia has it, runs into Cheryl Madden on the side. No, that's Amy Schuler. Schuler will have a foul called against her, and Sylvia will go to the line attempting to give Central Michigan a lead.
And not only did Schuler pick up the foul, that is number 5. She's gone. And Wartloff is up screaming again.
Schuler played a very good ball game. As the crowd bids farewell to Amy Schuler, her 5th personal foul, Chippewas trail by 1. Sylvia Odom will go to the free throw line to try to break that string. Kent State has led the whole second half. Central Michigan had an early lead, but they have not even been close until just now, this big run here late in the second half.
Coach Wartloff taking a lot of time getting that substitute in there. We are going to see Gunvik.
Gunvik, the foreign student from Norway. She's playing for Kent State now. She comes into the lineup for Schuler.
be called against Jody for a blocking. That's four team fouls against Central Michigan. They still got two more to give before Kent State will be in the bonus. Inbounds pass, Cheryl Madden. She's a 5'9 junior, one of only two juniors on the team. Very young Kent State team giving the Chippewas a battle here at Rose. Garvey has it on the right side. She puts up a jumper from 10, bounces around, no good, rebound to Betsy. Betsy throws it out of bounds, and Kent State will have it. Jody Bierman tried to get it before it went out of bounds, but she couldn't get to it.
Betsy just smiled at that. She knew she shouldn't have thrown that ball. You're listening to CMU Women's Basketball on WMHWFM in Mount Pleasant. We are 91 Rock FM. Kent State with the ball.
Cheryl Madden, top of the key. Central Michigan in that player-to-player defense. Goon Vik from Norway has it guarded closely by Bierman. Vik gets it in and makes a good drive on the give-and-go. And the Lady Flashes return the favor, and they lead 58-57. Bierman brings it down to Trish Phillips. Phillips guarded closely outside as that tough zone defense still working for Kent State outside. Over to Phillips right side now. Jody Bierman back out to Yonkman. Sylvia will put it up from 15, and she fills it up. 59-58, 2 minutes, 40 seconds left in the game.
Two long bombs in a row for Sylvia. She has 14.
Kent State bringing it down against some full court player-to-player pressure. Sylvia working against Madden over to Vik. Vik guarded by Bierman. Once again, but this time Vik throws it out of bounds. She tried to give and go once again, but the ball flies out of bounds. 2:32 left. Central Michigan up by 1 point.
That's turnover number 9 of the second half for Kent State. 17 on the ball game for the Lady Flashes.
Big possession for Central Michigan. They could up their lead to 3. Yonkman in the left corner. Sylvia Odom on the right side. She's had the hot hand as of late. Bierman now, right wing. Bierman to Phillips. Phillips looking inside to Yonkman. She'll drive and put it up, and it doesn't go. Rebound, Judy Dumb. She puts a few elbows into the gut of Latanja Cox. But they call a foul against Tangi because she was all over Judy Dumb once she got the rebound.
Yeah, Judy was double-teamed by the Flint Northwestern connection, Odom and Cox, and she really had nowhere to go. And it's Tangi's second personal foul, only team foul number 5 on CMU.
So they still have one to give, 7 fouls. The ball is stolen away by Trish Phillips on the inbound pass, and she makes an uncontested layup. 3-point Central Michigan lead, a good break and a good defensive play by Phillips. 61-58, less than 2 minutes to go. A minute 55. Madden, top of the key. Over to Garvey, left side. Over to Ferentz, who's top of the key now. To Judy Dumb, who puts it up. No good. Rebound to Trish Phillips. They'll use some time off the clock this time down the floor. Jody Bierman brings it down. Over to Phillips on the right side to the wing. Back out to Bierman. Corner, inside pass to Yonkman. She misses. Does passes up the shot. Out to Phillips. Back out to Sylvia Odom. Betsy Yonkman fakes inside. There's going to be a foul called inside. They call it offensive foul against Latanja Cox away from the ball. Big foul called against Tangi.
That's Tangi's third foul, team foul number 6. So on the next CMU foul, Kent State will be shooting the 1-1. And Coach Laura Wartliff is going to take a timeout right now. 1:27 to go. Central Michigan 61, Kent State 58.
It sure is. Central Michigan's made a great comeback, led by Sylvia Odom and Betsy Yonkman. Betsy getting the points inside, Sylvia the points outside. They lead by 3 points. This could come down to a foul shooting contest. Central Michigan's been in the bonus since the 9-minute mark. Kent State will be in the bonus on the next foul. Lori Ferentz, the center for Kent State, has 4 fouls. She's been in the ball game for the last 5 or 6 minutes with those 4 fouls. They can't get a foul called against her. That time Tangi was trying to, as she was trying to work her way, trying to get open inside. But they call the foul against Tangi for pushing off on Lori Ferentz. So a 3-point lead here for Central Michigan as the Chippewas try to continue their Mid-American Conference home winning streak, which goes back a couple of years. They have not lost in something like 23 or 24 straight Mid-American Conference home games, trying to keep that alive.
Our next broadcast of CMU Women's Basketball will be this Saturday in Muncie, Indiana, as the Chippewas take on the Lady Cardinals of Ball State. Kurt, that winning streak for CMU dates back to February of 1983 when CMU lost to Toledo. Since then, the Chippewas have won 23 straight Mid-American Conference games, trying to make it 24 with a win tonight.
The Kent State Lady Flashes inbounds it. Full court pressure. It's just about stolen away. It is stolen away by Sylvia Odom at the half court line. And the Chippewas have it with a minute 17 left, a 3-point lead.
Over to Yonkman, top of the key. Sylvia Odom, they'll take some time off the clock. 20 on the shot clock. Trish Phillips takes the top of the key. Bierman on the right wing, looking inside. They'll make sure they get a good shot this time. 10 on the shot clock. Sylvia, left wing. 8 on the shot clock. Sylvia takes one step, pumps and puts it up, and it's missed. The shot is missed, but there's a foul call against Goonbeek from Kent State. So Sylvia Odom will go to the free throw line, shooting 1-1.
Sylvia Odom got off to kind of a slow start in this ball game, but in the last 3 minutes, she has scored 6 big points, and she's right now the difference in this ball game. She has 14 points now.
In her last ball game at Rose Arena, first free throw is good. And if I'm not mistaken, Sylvia has made all of her free throws tonight, too.
7 for 7 for Sylvia.
That's where you win most of the tight ball games, down the stretch from the free throw line. 4 points, Central Michigan lead. Second one misses. We jinxed her again. Lori Ferentz gets the rebound. Goonbeek has it. Central Michigan leads by 4, less than a minute to go. 52 seconds left. Veek having a lot of pressure put on her by Bierman. Madden has it on the right side. The Flashes trail by 4. They have to hurry. Garvey on the left side, 40 seconds left. Inside pass to Judy Dumb. Dumb will put it up over Yonkman, and it goes. 2-point Chippewa lead. 62-60, 35 seconds. Full court pressure put on. Odom has it on the right side. Bierman has it now. Center of the court put pressure on by Madden. Bierman, left side dribble. Working her way down court, weaving her way around. Gets it to Odom. 23 seconds left in the ball game. 2-point Central Michigan lead. 20 seconds. Sylvia Odom travels out at the top of the key. Kent State calls timeout. 19 seconds left on the clock. The Flashes will have a chance to tie it right here. 62-60 is our score. A nail biter, as you said earlier. And Central Michigan just turned it over, and nobody was even near Sylvia Odom.
Yeah, Sylvia was dragging her pivot foot first to the left and then right. And then when she went to the right, she kind of dragged the other foot along, and that's why the official called traveling. 19 seconds to go. I never would have thought this was going to be this close.
Boy, Central Michigan has made a run, though. They were down by 9 points through the midway point of the second half. With 9 minutes left, they put Trish Phillips and Betsy Yonkman in. They started to muscle their way around inside, which they did not do at all in the first half or the beginning of the second half. They got Sylvia Odom to catch fire outside, Betsy Yonkman to catch fire inside. Voila, you have a 1-point lead late in the second half. Now they've stretched it to 2. But Kent State comes up with a turnover, and they'll have a chance to tie this ball game up with 19 seconds remaining.
Kent State has been getting a lot of offensive punch in the second half from Judy Dumb. Dumb has been showing herself why she was the MAC Player of the Year, rather Freshman of the Year last season. She has 16 second half points, 24 on the ball game.
So here we go. Hang on to your seats, 19 seconds left. A chance to at least have a share of the Mid-American Conference crown rides on these last 19 seconds. Inbounds pass to Madden. Madden working against Odom. 15 left on the game clock. Madden working against Odom, still bringing it down. Pass is to Garvey. Garvey, 10 seconds left in the game. She can't find anybody. She drives it left side. Pass is knocked out of bounds, and Central Michigan will have it as pass from Garvey was intended for Madden down low. Nobody could touch it as it was a rifle. And the ball sails out of bounds. Central Michigan will come up with it. There's a timeout on the floor with 5 seconds left.
CMU really packed in the defense that time. Garvey was trying to get the ball inside to Judy Dumb, Sylvia Odom, Betsy Yonkman. The entire CMU team was in that paint area, and there was no way Garvey was going to get the ball there, and it wound up just sailing out of bounds. And the Chippewas have the ball, 5 seconds left, and a 2-point lead.
Look for Kent State to come out and foul somebody. I'm sure Central will try to get the ball into Jody Bierman. Bierman, the Mid-American Conference's leading free throw shooter, shooting 80%. I'm sure they'll try to get the ball into her because Kent State has to foul now with 5 seconds left. 2-point Central Michigan lead, 62-60. What a game here at Rose Arena, the final game of the season here at home for Central Michigan. We've been saying it all night, but Chris Magnet and Sylvia Odom, the seniors, their last ball games ever here at Rose Arena. As the Chippewas putting on a good show for this fairly large crowd here at Rose Arena. The men's game to follow. Coach Dick Parfit in his last coaching appearance here at Rose Arena also in the men's game. But right now, the scenario, Central Michigan 62, Kent State 60, 5 ticks left on the game clock. Janina Fields will come in.
No, that's not Fields. We have, that's number 14, Mimi Bradley, who made an appearance in the first half. Okay, we've got a final from Western Michigan. Western Michigan wins, but right now, 5 seconds left. Trish Phillips inbounds it to Bierman. Bierman brings it down. She's fouled with 3 seconds left. Just what Coach Davenport wanted to do, get the ball into her hot free throw shooting guard, Jody Bierman. Jody will go to the free throw line to try to ice this one with 3 ticks left. Western Michigan wins their game against Miami by 9 points, 76-67. Timeout on the floor. So we have a chance to sort of get things in perspective here for you right now. Western Michigan wins. They move to 13-4 in the Mid-American Conference. Central Michigan right now at 13-3. A win, one game up with 1 game left. A win will give them the number one seed in the Mid-American Conference tournament. They will play against possibly Northern Illinois, possibly Eastern Michigan, possibly Bowling Green, and possibly Miami of Ohio. It's still to be determined. A little bit of a shuffle there could happen in the next couple games. But the first place team, Central Michigan, if they win this, would play the fourth place team. The second and third would play. The winners would face off. That's, of course, down in Centennial Hall in Toledo next weekend. We will be there. Greg Chandler, Tim Jackson, and Kurt Wilson will be down there to bring you all that exciting Mid-American Conference tournament action.
And also, this weekend, we're going to be announcing the winner of our new theme song contest. We're going to be, I have a new theme song in case you've been listening to 91 Rock FM the last couple of weeks. We've been taking your entries for the theme song. We want a new song to replace Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and we'll be drawing that entry between Paul Karen and Coach Nita Davenport later on this week, and we'll be announcing it this Saturday when the Chippewas take on the Ball State Cardinals.
Okay, Jody Bierman steps to the free throw line with 3 seconds left. Kent State has 3 players back. The free throw is good. Jody gives the Chippewas a 3-point lead, 63-60 with 3 seconds left. This one could put it all away. Misses the shot, rebound to Ferentz, outlet to Madden. The shot from 15 feet by Garvey is no good, and Central Michigan claims a share of the Mid-American Conference Championship by beating a stingy and tough Kent State Lady Flashes team 63-60 here at Rose Arena.
I think I just heard Nadia Davenport breathe a big sigh of relief, like...
I would, too, if I were her. It didn't look very good. It looked very bleak, as a matter of fact. Midway through the second half, the Chippewas trailed by 9 points a couple of times, but they came back, get a good string, and now they come up a winner, 63-60. We'll send it down on the court with Rick Blackwell and Coach Danita Davenport.
Thanks a lot, Kurt Wilson, and we are courtside. Before we get on to Central, let's talk about Kent State right now. They come in 5-11. Shula, the second-leading scorer, fouls out. Grandstaff doesn't play much of the second half. They come here and against you at home, and with the crowd behind you, they played an excellent game, don't you think?
Oh, I think Kent State played very, very well, Rick. And this is just another indication of what is happening in the MAC. When we played at Kent State, it was obvious looking at their talent that if they could start putting it together, they were going to be a better team, and they were struggling at that point. They have improved a lot. Their kids are playing well. Their freshmen are coming on for them and making a difference, really making a contribution. They played well. I feel very fortunate to get out of this one with a win.
You have practice tomorrow, and you have Ball State on Saturday. What are you going to be concentrating this week in practice?
Well, from the way we shot tonight, I think we better concentrate a little bit on shooting. We're struggling, and the kids mentally are a bit down from struggling. We've lost 2 close ones. 2 that they don't think they should have lost, which really we shouldn't have. So mentally we're struggling a little bit, but hopefully we got over that mental hump today by winning this one after being behind so much of the ball game. So we're going to concentrate a little bit, I think, on shooting and believing in ourselves.
Coach McPherson filled us in at halftime like about a meeting that you had yesterday to air some stuff or some things. Will there be more of these kind of meetings, like to talk about mental mistakes that you've been making, or what do you plan on doing as far as the mental aspect of your game,
their game? Well, we work on a lot of the mental aspects on a daily basis. Our meeting yesterday was just to air some attitude problems and stuff, some ruts that we had gotten into. I think we are over those, and it's nothing unusual. Every basketball team about this time of year is going to have problems, and problems surface more the more you lose. And after losing 2 games, I think our problems definitely surface. I think those are behind us. I think we're just ready to regroup and go on.
Western won today. your reactions. You now have a shirt of a tie to the first place in the MAC conference. What are you going to do against Ball State? Tell us a little about the Cardinals.
Well, we played Ball State so long ago that I can't off the top of my head remember all that much about them, but we'll sit down tonight with the game films and start preparing for them. I think the key aspect of the game is the fact it's at their place. And teams in the MAC, normally, if they win at home. And so we will approach it, first of all, from that standpoint. We'll give Ball State an 8-10-point advantage just because it is at their place. We have to approach it from that angle. We just need to work on our execution, though, I feel. I think we have the better talent over Ball State, and if we execute, then our talent will win the ballgame.
Let's talk about Betsy. I think she really catch in there in the second half. She's now the first junior in CMU history to score 1,000 points. Let's talk about her performance.
Betsy, I thought, got off to an awfully slow start. I don't know if she was tired or what. I don't think she played all that well for about the first 25 minutes of the ball game. But then Betsy is just a competitor, and she's a leader, and that comes through in games like this. And, you know, I was glad she finally did it. The last time we set her out, we talked about that very thing, the fact that she had to go out there, take control, take the initiative, and just really be aggressive all the time, not just when she had the basketball in her hands. And that's something that she went out and did well, and she's done that for us all year long.
This is your last game you're playing now at Dan Rose Arena. Let's look back, and really, it has to be gratifying to you to know you're getting this many people out to see games when you're not having a very successful men's program. And it seems like the fans are really behind you.
I think they are, but the more you win, the more fans you manage to get behind you along the way. And so we've helped ourselves out in that aspect. I'm very pleased to play in Rose Arena. I like Rose Arena. We only lost two games here all year long. I think we're like 10-2 at home. So that makes me very happy. And it's a definite home court advantage. And our kids enjoy playing here. We get good support from the student body. We get good support from the community as a whole also. So it's I can't complain. Rose Arena has been very good to me.
When you took on that first game at the MAC conference this year, are you sitting where you would want to be right now at this point of the season?
Well, I'd prefer still to have a three-game lead. But, yeah, we're in first, and that's where I expected us to be. Our record is not what I expected it to be. I truthfully thought going into the MAC that we'd lose two games and still didn't quite make that. But as far as the place that we're in, I thought we could be in first place by now.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you, Rick.
Appreciate it. Tania Davenport, courtside with Rick Blankel. Now back to you guys.
Thank you very much, Rick. Thrilling ball game here at Rose Arena tonight. I coming into the ball game, I never would have thought Kent State would have hung in there all the way like they did. But as I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, Kent has played some good ball games against some very tough opposition. You know, they came close against Western. They came close against Miami a week ago. They came close against Northern Illinois. And tonight, they came awfully close to snapping Central's home winning streak, which is now at 24 straight games.
Yeah, Kent State came into the game fired up, freewheeling, had nothing to lose. They are not going to make the playoffs for the women. Central Michigan came in, as we heard at halftime, they came in confident, but they missed a few of their opening shots. They had a little cold streak, lost some of the confidence, came back in the second half with a little more confidence that they had at the end of the first half after a talking to at halftime. Came out, did just a fantastic job in the second half, and came off with a three-point win. And we're going to come back with the final statistics and a final word on this ball game right after this. You're listening to CMU Women's Basketball exclusively on 91 Rock FM.
Well, if you're thinking about entering the Women's Basketball Theme Contest, you better do so pretty quickly because you're running out of time. The theme song contest involves you people sending in your suggestions for the official 1985 Women's Basketball theme song. That's right. We're fired up about it here.
You bet.
Send your entries to 180 Moore Hall, CMU, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, 48859. Entries must be received no later than March 1st, and the winner will be announced March 6th.
Where?
Right here in Mount Pleasant, sir. Prize will be a $35 gift certificate to Mid-Michigan Sport Shop. In case of a tie, there will be a draw. Winner will be chosen by Paul Karen, sports director, and the women's basketball coaches. The women's basketball theme contest is brought to you by Mid-Michigan Sports Shop and 91 Rock FM.
Thank you very much, guys. Like, obviously, you're having a lot of fun over at back at the 91 Rock FM studio. Greg Chandler and Kurt Wilson, Chippewa 63, Lady Flash is 60, individual scoring in this ball game. Betsy Yonkman, the Calava junior, becomes the first junior in CMU history to score 1,000 points in her career. She had 18 points tonight to lead the Chippewas. 14 of those came in the second half. Sylvia Odom had 15 points. What that doesn't tell you, Kurt, is that 7 of those points came in the last 4.5 minutes of the ball game when the Chippewas really needed some offensive punch. Jody Bierman had 11 points. LaTanja Cox, 11 points for Kent State. Judy Dumb led the way. She had 24 points, played a great ball game at both ends of the court, but it just wasn't enough. Amy Schuler had 10 points before fouling out late in the game. Lori Ferns came off the bench. She also had 10 points. Any final thoughts, Kurt?
Well, Central Michigan needed a win right here after that loss at Northern Illinois. They needed to execute well. They did. It could be the start of something big. It could be the role that they needed to get started for that Mid-American Conference tournament starting next week in Toledo. And that will do it for this ball game. Once again, our next broadcast, Saturday at 11:50 p.m., our pregame. I will be in Muncie, Indiana, along with Paul Karen. Chippewas will be taking on the Ball State Cardinals down at Muncie. Once again, the coordinating producer of CMU Women's Basketball on 91 FM is Tim Jackson. Today's game was produced by Greg Chandler and Kurt Ward, in the studio by Scotty Hubrexy. We'd like to thank Fred Stabley for all his help all season long, including tonight's game. And anybody else, we'd like to thank John Nagy, our statistician, for all the ball games this season. Tim Jackson, of course, our producer, helping us out. Paul Karen, our sports director. A lot of people help putting these broadcasts together. We'd like to thank all of them right now. So for Greg Chandler, I'm Kurt Wilson saying so long from Rose Arena. Once again, the final score, Central Michigan 63, Kent State 60.
Thanks a lot, Kurt. Central Michigan women's basketball at its best.
Okay. Here, Betsy Yonkman. Betsy got 18 points tonight, and you became the first junior in Central history to get 1,000 points in your career. What's your thoughts about it? Has got some, has reached some sort of parity. You think that, like, at any given night, one team can beat another?
Oh, yeah, especially this year. Every team has improved, and at the end of the day, even at the end of the season, everybody's doing better. And Kent State had nothing to lose, and now in the playoffs, and they're just going through.
Okay, what is the feeling of the team heading into the MAC tournament? Do you get the feeling that the team is wanting to get the regular season over with and just get on with the MAC tournament, or what's the feeling with your team right now?
Well, we want to win Ball State. We want to win a conference outright. Then, after we win that, we'll think about the tournament.
Okay, thanks a lot, Betsy. Congratulations.